With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Nine people have died in floodwaters in Kentucky while hundreds had to be rescued. Meanwhile, portions of the Northeast are dealing with heavy snow.
A lot of sections of the Northeast started off as snow for a brief period, but already mixed over to sleet and freezing rain. At the moment, the heaviest snow forecast for today is going to be pretty far north across the Northeast, mostly across far northern New York State, far northern Vermont, far northern New Hampshire, and northern Maine, where totals could be in excess of a foot. But otherwise, to the south of that, the snowfall amounts are going to be relatively light due to the combination of freezing rain and sleet.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's HHS department left taxpayers on the hook for $23 billion for giveaways to illegal immigrants.
The Department of Health and Human Services ramped up grants for migrants from 2020 to 2024, which included cash assistance to buy cars, homes, and even build credit for startup businesses, according to a shocking watchdog report that found taxpayers were left on the hook for $22.6 billion. HHS's Office of Refugee Resettlement, which came under fire last year for having lost track of 32,000 migrant children in the U.S., handed out the high sum to a host of nonprofits, effectively acting as a giant magnet for those crossing the U.S. border and claiming asylum. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
U.S. Border Patrol agents will no longer use body cameras while working. The Border Patrol says officers will stop using them immediately due to a potential security risk after a social media post said agents could be identified through their cameras. Ukraine's president says he won't accept any peace deal negotiated without Ukraine at the table. Zelensky's comments come as Secretary of State Marco Rubio and other top administration officials are set to meet with Russian officials in Saudi Arabia to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. This is SRN News. A British Christian charity takes on OnlyFans. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Officials with CARE are urging authorities in the UK to investigate the website, which allows people to post any kind of video for pay, but is primarily a pornography site. CARE says there are too many allegations that OnlyFans is spreading child porn and benefiting from human trafficking, and it's time for the government to look into it. Similar demands are coming from nonprofit organizations here in the U.S., where the problem is especially bad. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Boxing Association says it will file criminal complaints against the International Olympic Committee in the U.S., France, and Switzerland. The IBA says that the Swiss-based IOC, allowing two males to fight females in last year's Paris Olympics, may serve as grounds for criminal prosecution. The boxing body cites an executive order on male athletes posing as women issued by President Trump to justify those complaints. This is SRN News. The IRS will lay off thousands of workers.
This comes as the Trump administration intensified sweeping efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce by ordering agencies to lay off nearly all probationary employees who had not yet gained civil service protection. IRS employees involved in the 2025 tax season were told they were not allowed to accept a buyout offer from the Trump administration until after the taxpayer filing deadline, according to a letter sent recently to IRS employees. I'm Julie Walker.
Amazon workers in North Carolina vote against joining a union. The unofficial results were released by the union Saturday, with 829 voting in favor of joining the union and over 2,400 opposed. A majority vote from the 4,300 employees at the warehouse was required in order for the union to form. More details at srnnews.com.